Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hey, what's happening? Good Monday morning and welcome onto the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and yours worldwide through the 100.7 The Score mobile app, brought to you by Happy State Bank. Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White back behind the glass in his normal position, taking care of us. We'll take your thoughts, your comments, your questions, hopes, dreams, whatever you want to get in there. Reaction to the weekend that was, all welcome on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through that 100.7 The Score mobile app and at 107thescore.com. Morning, Hax.
Morning. How are you, sir?
I'm all right.
Good.
Not bad. A little sleepy. I don't know.
Yeah,
why.
I'm worn out, dude.
It's a Monday, so we'll power through
a weekend to recover from the weekend.
That doesn't really work when you're, you know, sports and all weekend.
No, it doesn't.
You don't get much recovery time. Had the donkey baseball.
He did
go.
Great. They're the only 10-year-old team and six team little pool, and so the rest of them were 11s and made it to the championship. That means they tied 1-1 and then lost in the championship. So did well.
Got to stay in town this weekend?
Yeah, you went up to Shallow Water, yep.
Okay.
That's in town.
Not too far, yeah. In town enough. Do we have suburbs for
still,
Lubbock? Do we call them Lubbock suburbs?
Still about a 25-minute drive.
Yeah, depending on which side of town you're from, yeah. So,
it's up there at Luke Siegel Field.
That's a pretty neat little venue, isn't it?
Yeah, it's tiny, but and that's where they played Wood Bats.
Oh, they played Wood Bats?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. It was great.
So, do we call them Lubbock suburbs at this point? I mean, is Wolforth a suburb of Lubbock, Shallow Water, New Deal?
Wolforth's Lubbock.
It is basically Lubbock, but, I mean, we're getting big city around these parts.
I know it.
Out here in the desert. So, might as well call them suburbs.
Good to be in construction.
Plenty to dive into. We're 26 days out, creeping closer and closer. Not too far from Texas Tech football getting the season underway. Dallas Cowboys technically play a game this week, kind of. They have a preseason game going on a little bit later this week. So I've seen a lot of articles on the Cowboys that are like, oh, watch out, Cowboys fans. You should be worried. This is why Cowboys fans need to pump the brakes. this, that. I mean, that's the approach I try to have as a Cowboys fan every year, is to not let the hopes and expectations fly too high. But I already put a bet with you, didn't I? Didn't we do that?
I hope so, because Homer Woodman is ripe for losing bets.
Lucas, did we bet on air? I'm trying to remember. Oh yeah, you gave me 2-1 odds on a pizza.
That's
pie.
I've already won that one, dude. So that, let's get a pizza. Let's get a pizza tomorrow.
The Cowboys land in the NFC Championship game.
No
don't
shot.
Have to win it, but just get there.
I'll enjoy that pizza. Thank you very much.
He gives me two pies. I give him one. My expectations. I don't know what I was smoking last
I don't
week,
either.
But,
I was like, I'll take that.
Doused a little bit, because then I remembered, you know. Where's the defense? Ezekiel Elliott. Well, he's on a massive contract with no production. So, yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. Because they could still get through the
Choices,
league.
Choices, dumb pick of the week.
Pretty well. But it's a new week. I've got plenty of opportunity for dumb picks. And plenty of opportunity for homerism. Again, as we creep closer and closer towards Texas Tech football season. I'm not the only one high on the Red Raiders, Hacks. Yahoo Sports has put out a brand new article of 5 Power 5 sleeper teams. And they picked one from each conference.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the Red Raiders in there. We'll tell you what exactly was said within this article. But
did you see this Cale Gundy business?
Okay. Please explain it to me. I'm still trying to figure it all out because there are so many questions. Like what?
So Cale is Mike's brother. He played at OU, So, like, Mike went to OSU first, then Cale went to OU. And pretty much ever since Cale quit playing, he's been a coach.
23 years, right?
23 years as an assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Never went and tried to go and climb the ranks into a coordinator position or a head coach position. Just happy being there. The way I understand this is he's in a group meeting and a kid's not paying attention at all.
Mm-hmm.
One of the players is writing a rap on his iPad, okay? So here he says in his statement, I noticed a player was distracted. I picked up his iPad and read aloud the words that were written on his screen. The words displayed had nothing to do with football. One particular word I should never, under any circumstance, have uttered was displayed on that screen. In the moment, I did not realize what I was reading, and as soon as I did, I was horrified.
And then he just resigns for it? For reading someone else's?
Well, there's got to be some...
For the
right,
Ron
listen,
Burgundy effect?
There's no way that he calls on himself and says, hey, coach, I made a mistake. I read a bad word. Had to be some blowback from somewhere.
Okay. I mean, I'm still like... So, there's got to be more to this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
I can't fathom that. Like, because he just has to resign on the spot for reading rap lyrics.
Well, and then it said that, you know, he got a healthy sum to settle his contract.
Okay.
Or to, you know, settle up. So that right there tells you that this had spiderwebbed into administrators, athletic
somewhere,
directors,
yeah,
presidents.
Yeah. True.
And just bizarro stuff, though. I mean, just craziness.
So essentially, if you can't read between the lines, it's the N-word that he read in a rap, probably with an ending with an A and not an E-R, but still read it out loud to the team, but it was by a player on the team. The rap was. It's wild. I mean, that story is... I started reading this morning. Like, what in the world is going on?
Read a rap. You absolutely nailed it.
I mean, that's what it is.
But Gabe Eichert, who played for OU, talked to a few current players about the situation earlier today. Seemed like the team had talked through it, and the vast majority wanted Cale Gundy to stay.
Right.
But ultimately, Cale did what he thought was best for the program. So, I'm sorry. That's a shocking thing, because there's no more sooner born and sooner bred person than Cale Gundy. Guy's going to coach there till he dies, probably, and now he's gone. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Crazy stuff. You know, it's even crazier, Hacks. Maybe I'm dipping too deep here, but there's an opening on their staff. There's someone up there in the, analyst department right now that could fill a role there pretty easily. Matt Wells could end up taking that spot. Right? I'm not saying it's going to happen, but why, if you're OU and you need to fill a spot pretty quick, you've got an analyst that's been a head coach in the Big 12 very recently, why wouldn't you?
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thanks for making us part of your Monday. You're listening to The End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Alongside Jeff Haxton, I'm Choice Woodman. These are your headlines for this Monday, August the 8th. Start off on the baseball front as the Texas Rangers losers yesterday to the Chicago White Sox. 8-2, the final in that one, but split the series. So that's progress, I suppose. It's wins, the same amount as your losses. I can do that kind of math. Who else split the series? The Astros did. 1-0 loss yesterday to Cleveland. Also split that series even. Both of those teams get a nice rest day today. No baseball in the great state of Texas, at least from a professional standpoint, as both those two teams get the day off. Some news out of the golf world, Mr. Haxton, as we saw last week, 11 players, golfers, filed a lawsuit from LIV Golf,
Yep.
Against the PGA Tour for not letting them play in the FedEx Cup playoffs. Now, PGA said, hey, all of our events, including FedEx Cup playoffs, if you go to live, you're suspended indefinitely. They said that from the get-go. All these guys went and took the money, and PGA Tour says, it doesn't matter. We're still going to suspend you. Even though some of the guys in the LIV Golf Tour have a pretty good amount of FedEx Cup points. And there's a pretty large sum of money at the end of this FedEx Cup tournament. I believe...
Oh, my gosh, it's massive.
I believe it's $10 million.
Yeah.
That's a good payday.
I got my credit card points. I can't use them.
Yeah. So, PGA Tour has responded today and has asked a federal judge to deny a temporary restraining order of three of its suspended members who left to compete.
Do you know who the three are?
On the rival LIV Golf Tour, it's Taylor Gooch, Matt Jones, and Hudson Swafford.
Okay.
Hadn't heard of the last one. The other two have. They're seeking relief from a federal judge to compete in the FedEx Cup playoffs. I don't know that the other eight, including Phil Mickelson, Bryson DeChambeau, and a few others, I don't know that they're not part of this restraining order, but they are part of the lawsuit.
I wonder how you get... Okay, you're a part of the lawsuit, but then I wonder how you individually become a part of a restraining order that allows you... And, like, what makes you so special, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Yep. Don't.
Did you have more lawyers than the other guys and you got a little further into court? I mean, that's interesting in itself to me.
Yeah, don't understand all the legal mumbo jumbo. Basically, what these guys are trying to do is delay this long enough to where they get to play in it.
Yeah.
Just like you see guys with suspensions in the NFL or MLB, they'll appeal these suspensions forever and then they get to play immediately. And then you can come back and say, no, you're actually suspended.
Now you have to serve your suspension.
Right. So that's what these guys are trying to do. Just play in the FedEx Cup playoffs and then serve their suspension afterwards. But they allege the harm they allege now is that their suspensions is 100% economic and capable of redress with money damages. The ineligibility for tour events was foreseeable when they accepted millions from the LIV to breach their agreements with the tour, and they knew for a fact they were suspended on June 9th, but they're just going after the money now. That's what the PGA Tour is saying to the judge. But just catfighting back and forth at this point. Look, the only thing, Hax, this LIV Golf PGA Tour thing, the only thing that seems to draw a true line in the sand on this would be if the major championships decided, hey, you're over there, you don't get to play. Because these guys will gladly go make their money and get to play in the four best tournaments of the year.
Yep.
Because those are the ones people care about. And they're the ones the golfers care about. So if they don't do that, we're going to continue to see this LIV thing at least until some sort of merger happens.
And I don't know if you can do that.
No, because they're individual entities. The majors themselves have to decide it. Like Augusta National.
I don't think they're going to do that.
No, because there's a chance they wouldn't have the best golfers in the world if they chose that. And they don't want that. So, yeah, I don't foresee that happening. But that's the only thing that would really push for those golfers to come back to the PGA Tour or quit LIV Golf. All right, you two can join us. Your thoughts, your comments, your questions on the 8th Flooring Center chat line. All of that welcome through the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Read a rap and got fired. Must have been privilege card at work. T-Money says, does Jerry still own the Cowboys? If so, brakes are firmly applied.
Ding, ding. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep, that's where I just had a mental lapse last
you
week.
You had a Jerry. Breakdown, sir.
But I'm still keeping the bet.
You
place,
had
obviously,
a breakdown.
Because Hacks won't let me retract it.
No, no, no. Heck no.
But I'll enjoy my two pies and the Cowboys getting to the NFC Championship.
Dude, I'll make it 10 pies. I'll buy pizza for the entire Raymar compound.
just for them to get to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, I mean, that's how comfortable I am.
You're that comfortable.
Yes, golly,
Please save
yes.
that audio in case it happens. In the, you know,
9/21 on August 8th.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I mean, there's a chance, but.
The one in a million chance.
I'll buy pizza for the entire Raymar compound if they get to the championship.
Yeah.
And it'll be a celebration for you.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Glad to be with you on a Monday. You're listening to the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. However, wherever you may be joining us from, where you're happy that you've chosen to make us part of your Monday. He's Jeff Haxton. I'm Choice Woodman. Only three more Mondays. Until college, until tech football starts. Do I have that right?
I am
three more after today. There you go.
I am 10 days away from my first soccer broadcast.
That's pretty close.
Yeah.
That is right around the corner. We've got, who's game number one?
Don't know.
Putting you on the spot. We've got Denver. I know that's always right there. I think they actually head to Denver this week.
Probably
do the whole exhibition thing then and go from there. But soccer, volleyball about to start up too here in the next couple of weeks. Football right around the corner, 26 days.
I have over 20 soccer away. And volleyball broadcasts on ESPN Plus.
It's a good amount.
Yeah.
Soccer opens with Troy on the 18th.
Oh, okay.
10 days, August 18th, like you said. Opens with Troy. Then Arizona and New Mexico. Three-game homestand to start the season off. Pretty good little bunch there. But, yeah, season is ripe, ready to go. Know who else is ripe? Jeff Haxton, as he's about to lay into some guy named Butch.
I mean, can you find a quicker way to disqualify yourself if you go to your burner and talk to yourself, but you're still on your normal account? So it'd be like,
wait, did this happen?
Yeah, this happened.
He was on a burner.
So
and he
let me say this from
that's amazing.
Jeff Haxton, the Twitter account. Okay. Mm-hmm. I say Lucas is the worst son of a gun on the earth, and I'm mouthing Lucas, and I have a burner account that's I love sports a lot.
Oh no, I see it.
Yeah. And I don't switch it. And from the Jeff Haxton account, I say, keep up the good work, Jeff. I agree that Lucas sucks. So this is basically what this guy did.
Right, right.
So Butch Bacala.
That's amazing.
Makes a statement about Tim Tadlock. Saying all this bad stuff. You know, just throw at him right there on Front Street. He says this. Hi, Butch. Don't apologize for your post regarding Tadlock. I know of a young man that was supposed to attend Texas Tech and was notified when his family drove up for registration and stuff that they over-recruited and didn't have a spot for him. I felt so bad for him and his folks. That's from his account saying, hi, Butch.
Who is this? Is this? Are we being punked? Is this some guy from TCU creating this stuff?
Ay, ay, ay.
I mean, for real.
But that's cause for automatic disqualification if you're that petty.
Absolutely.
That you're, small.
You're making up stories.
That you're
at that
making
point.
Up. Well, I think it was at Just a Sports Guy was his
burner.
Burner. And he replied to himself.
That's amazing.
No, that's DC Nick. I'm sorry, just a sports guy.
Yeah, like which one was supposed to be his burner?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Still on that. That's the number one rule of having a burner account. You have to make sure you're on the right account when you're tweeting. I mean, Kevin Durant's already learned the hard way on this, right? Didn't he do this, 4 years back? Something like that. But Butch, at least Kevin.
DC Nick said, no way did this man forget to log into his burner.
That's so good. And so bad all at once. Yeah, I agree. Completely discredit, disqualify yourself.
Yeah.
If you have a burner. Do you have a burner, Hex?
Mm-mm. Well, Guns Up Radio, I guess, would be my burner, but we don't.
I have a burner.
You do?
Yeah. No. I've never... Okay. Should I reveal my secret here? I have, my wife created a Twitter account forever ago. Never once used it. Didn't even put a picture on it. I have her password though. So anytime I need a vote in one of our votes or polls for our, what do you call it?
My gosh.
I'll use her account to give me one extra vote in one of our drafts. Is that bad to admit out loud? But never used a burner for actual tweeting. Be like, yeah, Choice, great point. Love it, man.
While we're making confessions, I'm going to confess right. something here, too.
Lucas, you've already confessed to cheating in Bible class, so I don't know what can be worse than that.
Since you use your wives to vote for you, I tell my mom and Casey to vote for me, regardless of...
But you're not the one that's actually doing it, so...
No.
So that's a little bit more okay.
It's a little better, but it's... Still doing it. You can kind of count it in the same boat, depending on how you look at it. So I know what you're doing. I do the same thing.
Would you like to confess anything, Max?
Confession. Let me think. I'll find something.
We're having confession time on a Monday, so might as well. Anybody else has any confessions?
Yeah, give us your confessions on the Yates Flooring Center chat line.
Oh,
please.
This is getting good, too. Tech Twitter is relentless. Yeah, nails. There's a Butch Bacala, whatever, however you say his name, burner account now. Someone's put a robot on him that just created it for him. And he has a Texas Tech flag on his background now. Has someone already hacked into his account, or is he all of a sudden owned up to his mistakes and decided to be a Tech fan? This whole story is crazy. It's crazy. But okay. Butch Bacala, the Stogie aficionado. All over Tim Tadlock, which everybody here knows Tim Tadlock. One of the kindest souls you're ever going to meet. One of the greatest people you're ever going to meet. But he's also a baseball coach that has to do what's best for his team. So, it's all silliness. I don't think this guy with 11,500 Twitter followers is going to make a big impact and make recruits not come to Texas Tech.
No, gosh, no. But it's like, again, you said it earlier. The timing of everything puts you up against it. Because there is a situation that on July 30th, you may be about to lose 3 or 4 players.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
He said Jack White.
That's probably a joke because people think I look like Jack Black.
Yeah.
It's definitely that.
I'm a big fan of Jack Black. Big fan.
Have you gone and watched the HBO pilots yet?
Pilots?
Mm-hmm.
Like?
They had a 6-episode pilot that was going to be put on HBO.
Of?
Tenacious D.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
I have not watched it. Do you have HBO?
Nope.
Okay. Well, it's like... What makes you think I subscribe to HBO? Come on.
Because you had the money to do it.
Someone says...
Straightforward,
no,
Luke.
No. I knew it. Someone says, no one teases me like Choice does every weekday. Sorry. Don't mean to be a tease. Sometimes it just happens. Raider's dad says, nah, to the Hershey story. It's good to make people panic buy candy. It's marketing. You might be onto something.
Buy our candies now.
It's panic buy. Choice, did you add improvements to help June find a new home? Who's June?
You know who June is. The Destroyer.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking, this is how warped you have my mind at this point. I'm like, did Hacks make up some new maid in my house named June and then go on? I was like, That's where.
Because I heard Janine got fired.
Yeah, that's
and that's
my
why
brain
there might
went.
Be a new one named June.
That's where my brain went. No, I have not added new. I have not added the June wing to the house yet. Sorry.
Guess what June destroyed this weekend?
That should be a new Monday thing. Guess what June destroyed this weekend? So we could probably find something for every weekend. What
the
do we got?
The cord off of the smoker.
No.
Yep.
She literally just leave it plugged in, and then she'll stop chewing on the cords when they electrocute her.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, some of
so,
that.
So the cord was wrapped up.
Oh man.
Around the hopper, and she still destroyed it. And this was the week before she destroyed the tarp that covers the smoker.
Wow. Man.
So
you can't smoke anything for a little bit.
Yeah, we got the new cord on order, but she's dug a trench by the back fence. And Jen was talking about, I keep taking the shovel and I was like, why don't we take the shovel, hit the dog in the head, then put the dog in the trench that she's dug and bury her right there.
Oh my gosh, you're so morbid every time with this dog.
That didn't get very far. That idea didn't get very far.
Hey, you just got one more month.
I know, dude, but...
Do you believe that's actually going to happen?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I thought my brother was going to take her home and he chickened out.
Mm.
You know why he chickened out? He heard about the smoke.
Because he has a wife? Oh.
Happy anniversary to them today. 15 years.
Very nice. Because he has a smoker. This show needs Jesus. Hashtag sinners. Always. Always need Jesus. Choices rigging elections. You'll be hearing from my lawyers. Not rigging them. One extra vote doesn't count. It's not a big deal. Is the chat line supposed to say all is forgiven then? Of course you are. Because we need Jesus. Yeah, plenty on old Butch Bacula. I'm convinced it's Scott's brother. Even though it's not spelled the same. Hacks, it is raining outside.
Don't believe you.
Go doesn't, step outside.
Doesn't rain in Lubbock.
Steven says, I get all the cable channels. Still don't watch much. Finished Stranger Things season 4. Awesome show. I am on the last episode right now. Like, I'm an hour. It's like 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Yes.
I'm sitting there thinking, I'm watching full movie-length episodes on this show, especially in the fourth season. It's like hour 40, hour 20, 220. So I'm in season 4 last episode right now. So I'll finish today. I'll finish season 4 today. Just for you, Hacks. Just for... Actually, I've enjoyed it weirdly. Like, it's like, this is not my style, but it's still grabbing me, so...
Eddie makes the last season.
Okay.
It's terrific.
So I think I'm still coming up on the scene that you're talking about.
That's, oh, good.
That's amazing. Does it have to do with Rock?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I know exactly what you're talking about because I've seen it elsewhere. But I haven't got to it yet. Looks pretty good.
They played that out at the ballpark yesterday.
Very nice. Steven says, hey, Mr. Longwood, ever seen 2,000 Mules? Is that a movie? Or just seen 2,000 Mules? Doc?
Documentary.
No. No, is this like drug mules? Are we talking actual mules here?
Ballot stuffing mules.
Oh, okay. 0-2 there. Gotcha. No, I'll I like good documentaries. I just watched a very strange one this week. I don't know. It's called What is a Woman? It's weird. Bird song.
By the way, the Bird is the Word is also in Pee-wee's Adventure.
Pee-wee's Great Adventure? Wow. Mm-hmm.
And it was Full Metal Jacket.
Bullfighter, of course, with the face swap. That looks so much like you.
Dear Lord, what do we got?
Haxmas is Muchacho Libre. Muchacho Libre. That is you.
Oh, Lord. Here we
there
go.
There has never been one of his that like fits better. Muchacho Libre. I love it. Love it.
For nutrients.
D-Rock, you got a great one here, but I did tell this one last week. So We'll give it again for those that weren't here. Greeks never get out of bed before noon. You know why? Because dawn is tough on Greece. Yeah, I like it. Needed some pow pow mau mau this morning. Well, you got it. Raiders Dad says every time this segment comes up, Hax wants to force Choice to dig a trench, get in, and be buried alive. He's not even going to hit me over the head with a shovel first.
Yeah, I got to hit him in the head with a shovel first.
I know. Can't bury me alive.
If you hear a clang, that's what that is.
You feel like you could survive being buried alive?
No, good Lord, no.
You wouldn't be able to claw your way out?
Well, I mean, I'd try.
Okay.
I don't know. It depends on the scenario.
I've watched a couple of how to survive this type of things. I might be able to get out. Maybe.
So are you just thrown in there or are you put into a box?
Yeah, that matters because if you're in a coffin or something, that's going to be really, really difficult. Or you could just be like the Shroot family. Just make sure you're dead or dead. Family members are dead. Bobby Hot Dog says, no way Choice is hopping the fence. He's having his driver take him to the mound in a custom Bugatti golf cart.
That's what I was looking for. Thank you.
The bullpen cart is pretty amazing. I'd be for that.
Or those Japanese guys were coming in on jetpacks and stuff. I mean, you could...
Yeah, they had some good ones.
You're flopping over a wall.
Right.
And these guys are coming in on jetpacks.
That's...
Could have done so much better.
Did you see that Kim and Pete broke up this weekend? Seemed to be all the rage on the...
Did they?
On the social media. Yep.
I hate to say it, but I know who you're talking about.
Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson broke up. Yeah, Pete, the guy with all the tats. So supposedly it was the age difference this time. I don't get how the age difference like matters later in a relationship, but it didn't matter at the beginning of the relationship. Kim's 41, Pete's 28. Kim has four kids too, so that might be part of it. But yeah, a lot of people sad over this. I was more Team Kanye anyway than... Team Pete. I'm sure you took a side.
No.
I was Team Chris Humphreys.
Chris Humphreys? Gosh.
Was what, that 15 years ago or
yeah,
so?
Like how yeah. How many guys ago was that?
I know. But...
Kardashian.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
That's right, it's time for Ask the Benchwarmers. Get those questions in now. Several of you already have. Yates Flooring Center chat line open to you. Do that 100.7 The Score mobile app. We're joining you from the First United Bank Studios. Feeling super bold, you can call us. The question on the Benchmark Hotline, 806-771-0973. He's Hacks, I'm Choice. Spark across the way. Questions for any and all of us are welcome. Let's see. Well, this isn't a question, but it's a comment from Clay. Hax is like a fungus, easy to get and hard to get rid of. I don't even know what that's regarding, but, did you make Clay mad?
Yeah,
now?
I don't know.
No. Benchwarmers, if I get the first pick in my fantasy draft, who should I take? I saw this come in. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go look at experts because this is not my territory really, but we'll... The experts tell you Jonathan Taylor is supposed to be the guy this year, running back from the Colts. But it is never that guy, right? Whoever they tell you the first pick should be is never the leading point getter.
I think you should draft Megatron.
That's probably a good idea like 8 years ago.
Drew Brees, that's who you should take.
Drew Brees. I'm the wrong person also to ask because I'm a guy that would be willing to take a quarterback in the first round, which is like a huge no-no.
Oh, I do that all the time.
It's a huge no-no.
And people like curse.
Ugh,
and
they but
get
then it
mad
works.
And
but it works a lot.
Then
if
I
you
win
get
the
league. Best one, yeah. I'm the same way. I'm like, what's wrong? Now, if I have the first overall pick, I'm probably not taking quarterback. But
I would take either McCaffrey or Derrick Henry, probably Christian McCaffrey.
One of those two.
Sorry.
I think I would also, Austin Eckler's a good one. And if you want to not take a running back, Ja'Marr Chase, I think, will have a pretty monster season with his buddy out there in Cincinnati. It's
like
a crapshoot, man.
Four or five running backs, the cream of the crop. Then it's 100 wide receivers. Then it's, you know, you start to get your quarterbacks in there. But I don't know.
Yeah.
If you can get the top running backs, in my opinion, when you get the first four picks, that's who you need to consider and probably take.
Yep.
And then it's get your wide receivers in line. And then don't forget, you can pick up defenses off the waiver wire after the draft is over.
Yep.
Same thing for kickers.
Are we doing a draft? We're going to do a league this year?
No, I don't think so. Come it was on. Much better without it last year.
You didn't like it?
Mm-mm. I don't want a Ray Marwin.
Come on, Spark.
Yeah. I personally am very low on Christian McCaffrey. I don't think he'll be able to stay healthy. It's kind of like how Le'Veon Bell, when he was the number one projected guy, knowing full well he could be staring at a lengthy holdout, opt-out, whatever, which... Yeah, I remember. I think we stuck Doyle. I think we stuck him with Le'Veon.
I think you're right. That was great. I forgot about that. Okay.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why we shouldn't do it, because half the people didn't show.
It's hard to get everybody around for one draft, especially when we had TV people. It's like, well, we can't do it in the night because we're on TV. It's like,
stuck
okay, we're in the radio.
Tyreek Hill.
Yeah. Oh, Jamie hated that so bad. Hack, since this Butch guy is reaching so many people on Twitter, will it have a negative effect on tech recruiting?
In zero way, no.
We just went over, we hadn't even mentioned this on the air. He's been fired from a couple of jobs before, including a Mariners scout gig, because he couldn't get along with...
What's bad Jesus about this Montero. Is he's getting his jollies off of
he loves it.
People coming after him and keeping his name going and clicks and replies. This is like the things that he's craving. So I would just completely block him and never have to think about him again.
Yeah. Yeah. Agree.
And it will have zero effect.
Clay said Haxey was referring to the radio station in Tulsa.
Oh, yeah. Like he fungus, tried to get rid of me, but I was still there.
Easy to get and hard to get rid of. All right. That's a good comparison. Don't be calling Fall Out Boy or All American Rejects punk bands. That's like calling Metallica country. Did you call them punk bands?
No, Zach did.
I said alternative punk.
It's it's alternative, I think is what they'd be, right?
I don't think they were punk bands.
Yeah.
Not close.
They're
no.
Fall Out Boy is closer to Sex Pistols than Metallica is to country, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. I can buy that
comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little far. Sooner Lubbock says, if you play OU at night, you might have a shot. We don't fare well in Lubbock at night. It's been a long time since Tex played OU and Lubbock at night. No.
Every year.
Kyler Murray.
16, the Baker Mahomes game.
Baker
was
night.
That was at night.
Okay, forget.
18,
forget
Kyler Murray.
Said.
That
I
was at night.
I guess
and then
just,
2020 when Ramondre Stevenson scored 55 touchdowns.
Thanks for the reminder.
I hate that guy.
So it hasn't been a long time. I've just blocked all those memories out of my head. That's what's going on.
Yeah, 18 and 16 were good games. 20, not so much.
Start off with two picks against Kyler.
Yeah, it was 14 to nothing, like bang.
Yeah. I think that was, who was it? The hard-hitting safety. I've already forgotten his name.
Dorsey?
Vontae Dorsey.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
I was like, he's number 15. Can't think of
it. Of course. Thank you, Encyclopedia Zach. any way to watch the Lady Raider games while playing in Greece?
I would think not.
I don't think so. It's so hard to watch the men's games. Did they?
No.
I don't think they did. No. No, they're...
Yes!
I think they're both in Crete and Greece for different stops. Athens and then Crete. That's this week, isn't it? I believe it is this week. So they're going to be doing four games, I believe is the case. So maybe three. But cool. They get to do this, once every 4 years? The teams get to go on a international trip. This is another reason I want a Big 12 network. I just saw on the SEC network right now, Auburn's playing in Israel. And it's on the SEC network.
Mexico
you can
State's
actually watch
leaving
those.
Greece today.
New Mexico State. Mm-hmm. It's a little difference from Las Cruces to
yeah
to Greece.
I saw where they were staying. It looked amazing.
that tweet of conference realignments getting out of hand with the Auburn Israel thing.
Auburn Israel, yeah. Yeah. T Money Sneed chimes in on Butch hacks might get interesting. All right. Banjo Bob says, I'll tell you from the last 2 years experience, stay away from Christian McCaffrey. I had him last year and it was rough. So I believe you should. If we're not going to do a league here, I guess I need to hop into the listener league. Because Hex is anti-fantasy football this year.
Well, I'm going to do my league, but I don't want to do one here.
What?
Yeah.
Oh. It's too goody
two shoes. This one stinks.
Why? You usually in the final two every year.
I used to get beat by Marissa every time, though.
That was the rough part. Marissa would kick our butts. She was...
No, she wasn't very good overall, but she was a nemesis for me, that's for sure.
No, she found a way in some years. Maybe not consistently. All right, keep those questions coming.
I remember
in.
When I drafted Lamar as my QB2, and literally people laughed, and that was the year he won MVP.
I remember that.
Didn't win the league, though. I had a bad semifinal matchup. I had Lamar in both my leagues that year, and I got third in both. SMH, I'm cursed.
Did you just say SMH? You are cursed just for saying SMH. So, what do you anticipate for Patrick Mahomes this year?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Because last year was a dip. Still had amazing numbers,
yeah,
comparatively speaking, but not amazing for him.
Right. I was watching him practice a little bit. And looks just, you know, he was dropping 30-yard passes into trash cans, and it's in the absolute prime. But what does the surrounding cast look like, you know, and that sort of thing? And I'm just not sure. It's kind of a coin flip for me on his production is going to be good, but you know, throwing for a million yards and a million touchdowns if you don't win it all is nothing. So
I mean, he's still got a pretty loaded cast. The difference is just no Tyreek Hill this year, which is a big piece.
Yeah.
Or a tiny piece, actually, but a fast piece. I don't know. I'm hoping heavily for Patrick that we get to see him tear it up, because there's so many of those ESPN, those talking heads, they're like, oh, he's only done well. I'll take Josh Allen any day over Patrick Mahomes because he's only done well because of the cast around him. I really hope he gets to prove them wrong this year. But I don't know
tell you what,
a certainty.
If I was taking a team right now.
Going Josh Allen?
I'm going Josh Allen.
I think there's a lot of that noise going on, and maybe Pat gets the chip on
his
shoulder.
Not by a wide margin, but I just think he's the better quarterback right now.
Okay. That's it for us. For Jeff Haxton, Zach Sparkman, Lucas White, I'm Choice Woodman. Been tuned into the End of the Bench right here on 100.7 The Score. Hang around. The bottom line is up next.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.